We have a lot of things going on within government right now, within the private sector, and what we're missing is some overarching doctrine that really states where America is going over the next 5, 10, 20 years, what our role is going to be in this world that is so governed by these types of technologies, and to figure out how exactly we get there, what the individual roles are, what's the role of the federal government, what's the role of state and local governments, what's the role of the private sector. And so that's really why we wrote the book.
You said you wanted to address what would happen next in the next 10 to 20 years. So what is it that's going to happen in the next 10 to 20 years?
If we don't act and get in a better posture, there is likely to be some sort of a significant event to our national security that is cyber-driven. Secretary of Defense Panetta talks about a cyber Pearl Harbor. Mike McConnell, former DNI, talks about a cyber 9/11.
You mentioned the difference between the Cold War era and now. You pointed out in why it's important to act. If there is a strategy, can the strategy address the speed at which cyber events happen and are happening?
Well, JJ, I would start out by saying we're already behind, right? I think that's what you're hearing from all the from General Alexander, you know, and the others that I mentioned. We're already behind in this process, and we are playing catch up. And the interesting thing about America today is we are probably the most technologically advanced when it comes to cyber, but at the same time, we're also the most vulnerable because of our reliance on the internet, for example. And you're right, the issue of the differences between the Cold War period and the period today, there are some stark differences. Number one, any administration that wants to start with a national level doctrine has to take into account the different relationships with the private sector.
You say we're already behind schedule. So what are your key tenets in terms of getting this document done?
What it really takes, and going back to that nuclear experience, is it takes the coalescing of scientists and academics and practitioners, cyber practitioners, external to government to come together and help government create that framework and push it forward, because we can get out of the political fray on the one hand, and on the other hand, we understand the power of the technology and the vulnerabilities involved, so we can bring that together and again then work with the administration to get them to put a doctrine out.